Country 93.3, the station closest to the community, is proud to present TELUS Minor Hockey Week. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters. Live from Frank Lacroix Arena, here's Tyler King with today's featured game.
And welcome back inside the Frank Lacroix Arena here in Fort McMurray. Time once again for TELUS Minor Hockey Week, returning after a night off. And tonight we feature what will hopefully live up to the minor hockey games we've already had here on Country 93.3. It's the Coldwell Banker, Jason Blair, Cougars of the Pee Wee Division, going up against the Fisher Power Line Bulldogs. We have had plenty of drama, plenty of back-and-forth games ever since Minor Hockey Week got going on Sunday afternoon. But if there's one element that's been missing, it's been the man standing directly to my broadcast left, and that's Bruce Ferguson joining me as my color commentator here tonight. Bruce, great to have you back with us.
Tyler, it's great to be here. And Minor Hockey Week, yet another year. A lot of excitement in the building yet again. The parking lot is full right up here at Frank Lacroix Arena. Great to see you.
I should also mention that we have our roaming men around the rink. One of them down on one of the benches right now, Matt Williams. You got your first taste of Minor Hockey Week just a couple of days ago. I'm sure you're just as pumped and ready as the kids out on the ice skating around right now.
Oh, you know, you can see the excitement the other day. It was awesome here at the Frank Lacroix rink. And also hanging out with the Bulldogs and in their dressing room before the game. The head coach was saying, hey, guys, you know this game is going to be on the radio, so it's extra incentive not to lose. Some yelling and cheering from the kids. They're having a great time. And, of course, extra incentive not to lose here on Country 93.3 tonight. Tyler, back up to you.
Thank you very much, Matt. And we've also got roaming around the Frank Lacroix, our good friend Chris Byrne. I don't see him on the phone. Chris, if you are there and want to check in with us, yes, he is right down behind our Cougar goaltender right now. Chris, how you doing down there?
How you doing there, Tyler? Just a big hello to everyone out there. Also, Bruce Ferguson, welcome back, big guy.
Thanks, Chris. Great to be here.
I need to get down here. This is warm-ups. You don't need to be on a bench yet. You don't need to be talking to coaches. You need to see how the kids are actually warming up. And things are looking good here on the Cougar side anyway. And you know what? No matter what the Bulldogs say, go Cougars. Go Cougars.
Well, already Chris Byrne adding an injection of partisan effects to our broadcast here on TELUS Minor Hockey Week, which I should mention is brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters, also by Home Hardware and MLA Guy Boutelier, your voice in the legislature. Bruce, this is my first Minor Hockey Week, but already I've been impressed by the kind of passion and just outright fun we're seeing on the ice at the Frank Lacroix. We've had two straight games on TELUS Minor Hockey Week. They've been back and forth where teams have shared the lead, and both of them have actually ended in ties. Not to use the cliche and say everybody wins, but they've been pretty exciting ones. Tell me about your experience with Minor Hockey Week in Fort McMurray. It's been a long time experience for you.
Yeah, it sure has, Tyler, and it's very near and dear to my heart. And you touched on two of the probably the most important aspects of the game, and particularly in Minor Hockey Week, passion and fun. And when you can combine both of those aspects, you have a winning combination regardless of the score.
The interesting thing about having Bruce Ferguson up in our booth is, of course, not only your longtime affiliation with Minor Hockey in Fort McMurray, not only your vast knowledge of the game, the fact that no matter which roster I show to you, Bruce, it seems you know at least one set of parents on every single team within the Fort McMurray minor hockey system. Is that fair to say?
That's probably pretty fair to say, you know, and I think that's part of the luxury of having grown up in this community and gone to school with a lot of the parents, and we've seen a lot of these kids in some of these cases growing up through the years.
We've had a few games already where we've sort of moved up as far as age groups go. Our first broadcast on Sunday afternoon was actually an initiation level game, so interestingly enough, that wasn't exactly the most fast-paced game ever, but you still see the skills start to develop. We moved up to the Adam Division in our last game. Now we move up to the Pee Wees. What kind of changes do you expect to see as we continue to move up here through the minor hockey system?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, certainly at the Pee Wee level, you'll see a lot more, actually, play development, a lot more strategy, a lot more puck support. You'll see more strategic play away from the puck. And, you know, you'll see breakouts developing, back checks. You'll see a lot more positional play, you should. And, you know, with that will come, you know, lots of other challenges as well along the way. But certainly I think we're for a fantastic game here tonight.
I think that's absolutely true. As our pregame festivities continue, the Coldwell Banker Jason Blair Cougars and the Fisher Powerline Bulldogs are still warming up here at the Frank Lacroix, getting set for their first period of action. We'll step aside for a quick moment, rejoin TELUS Minor Hockey Week next on Country 93.3.
Winning a Stanley Cup starts here. TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Save big on clearance items like doors and Home Hardware's inventory clearance sale in preparation for their new store. Home Hardware reminds you to play safe and have fun this Minor Hockey Week. Home Hardware, a proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray. Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Hi, this is Guy Boutelier, your MLA. I'm proud to be a sponsor of Minor Hockey Week. I want to thank everyone who have volunteered in helping our kids. Make sure you play safe and have lots of fun. We have the energy, lots of kids energy.
Live from Frank Lacroix Arena, TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Tyler King back at the Frank Lacroix Arena, almost set for Pee-wee Division action here on TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. Pleased to be joined by Bruce Ferguson as well as our roving reporters, Chris Byrne and Matt Williams. Now, Bruce, I think maybe if we look at a more general sense, Minor Hockey Week in Fort McMurray, this is where the passion for sport really all comes to a head in this city, because we're talking about, you know, not the highest levels of sport, but the ones that encourage the greatest participation and really represent what this city and its passion for sports is all about.
I think you captured it very very eloquently, I might add.
Thank you.
You're absolutely right. It is all about the passion for the sport. It's about the effort. It's about improvement. It's about fair play, and fair play means a whole lot of things, and it certainly means equal opportunity for players, and that's something that Fort McMurray Minor Hockey has been extremely successful in driving at all levels of hockey and competition.
And it's truly amazing when you note how many people are involved in making that happen, whether you talk about coaches who volunteer their time, whether you talk about officials who are required, other volunteers throughout the minor hockey system. It's amazing how many people have to come together, not to mention hockey parents, to make all this work.
Yeah, it really is a symphony of a whole lot of people coming together, working together, both on the ice and off the ice. You know, you talked about some of the games that you've seen already this year that have ended in ties. As an association, that's a huge success. When you can have that kind of equality from team to team, that's exactly what you're striving for when you build these teams. So a big shout out to the conveners that were able to build these teams and the directors and put them together with that kind of equality.
It looks like we're just about set for our Minor Hockey Week tradition, the race around the ring to decide who gets last line change. Probably, I think, one of the coolest things about Minor Hockey Week, Bruce.
It certainly is. And, you know, I love the cheering from the fans, and all, you know, the hockey moms and dads are behind both kids.
It's Diego Rizzuto against Jesse Simpson of the Cougars as the race is on, and it's Rizzuto getting out to a big lead as he crosses the red line first. And for the Bulldogs, getting around the Cougar net and into the final stretch come the both of them. Rizzuto stumbled a little bit, so we're going to have a photo finish with Simpson and Rizzuto, but it's the Bulldogs who end up winning this race in the end, and the home side is going to have the last line chain. Not bad speed displayed out there.
Not bad at all from both contestants. You know, and for Rizzuto, on the home stretch, he did almost blow a tire there, and that certainly would have changed the outcome of this one.
That is absolutely true. So we're just about set for hockey, and let's send it down to the Bulldog bench. Matt Williams standing by there.
Thank you, Tyler. I'm down here at the Bulldogs bench, and I was doing some pregame scouting here, talking to one of the assistant coaches, mentioning about Diego there, the guy who just took the race there. One of the players to watch, one of the most dedicated players here in the Bulldogs. All the players are dedicated, of course, but got to watch out for Diego there, who just took the race there. One of the players to watch for the Bulldogs. Back up to you, Tyler.
Thank you very much, Matt Williams. We got Chris Byrne also on the Cougar bench. We're just about set for the center ice faceoff here at the Frank Lacroix Arena. Over to our right, the Cougars assemble in front of goaltender Giovanni Delanese. And we're just about set for hockey. Connor Sieber winning this draw for the Cougars as they'll pass it up the right wing and stick it down to the Bulldog end. We'll get a battle in front of the Bulldog bench, but it's carried in right side by the Cougars here. Now they'll try a centering pass. That one expertly picked off by Jesse Foot of the Bulldogs. And now here come the boys in blue up the left wing. That's Foot to center ice. He's over the Cougar line left side. A centering pass came to Christian Jean-Vier Boucher, but went off his stick down into the right corner of the Cougar zone. Just about 30 seconds into our game here at the Frank Lacroix, no score. A wraparound try by the Bulldogs. Goes off a stick and bounces its way to the right corner. Controlled there by Joseph Powell, who tried to center. Then went off a stick and up to the point. Isaac Moisen getting to it there. Skating his way right circle where it's poked free into the Cougars slot. And the boys in white trying to get this one out, but that was kept in off the stick of Powell once again. Second chance, and the Cougars clear it out to center ice. It's slapped right back in. Bulldogs with some early pressure here, Bruce.
They sure are, Tyler. You know, we talked a little bit about the strategy earlier. Number six, Joseph Powell, holds up to negate the offside. That's a great example of a kid that is able to see the ice extremely well.
We're just a minute into this game. Still the Bulldogs keeping it in as they feed another pass into the slot. An opportunity right side to backhander. Scores! Jesse Foote from the right circle. Got a nice little backhand shot away that just slid inside the left post of the Cougar net, and the Bulldogs out to an early 1-0 lead.
Yeah, Bulldogs were definitely all over. They were insisting on being heard from the Cougars. Just hemmed up a little bit into their own zone, not able to clear the puck or get control. Great tenacity and effort on the Bulldogs' part.
No question about that, and we'll take a center ice face-off here. 1-0 Bulldogs on this game just over 90 seconds in. Now puck carried in by the Cougars looking for more, and they tie it up right off the center ice draw.
Looked like it was number 16, Kane Hussey.
Yes, it was.
You know, Tyler, right off the faceoff, number 16, Kane Hussey, was able to pick up the puck. He waltzes into the Bulldog zone and just rifled that one right to the back of the net. We might have to give Gord Thibodeau a call for this guy. He's got a great wrist shot.
Not bad, and that's Hussey, who I'm sure will immediately be one of our friend Matt Williams' favorites, his favorite players, Roberto Luongo, according to our survey. But Matt standing by on the Bulldogs bench. Matt, right down to you.
Thank you, Tyler. I'm down here on the Bulldogs bench, and I'm here with Jesse, who scored the first goal for the Bulldogs. Jesse, what was going through your mind there with that first play?
I know I just saw my chance, and I knew I had to shoot then, so I did. Hopefully it would just go in.
Awesome. Now, Jesse, we were talking before the game. Who's your favorite NHL team?
The Canucks.
The Canucks. And your favorite player?
Luongo.
Awesome. Well, Jesse, good luck the rest of the game. Give me a high five, man. All right. That's Jesse here on the Bulldogs bench. And Tyler, we got tons of Canucks fans on here. Who would have thought it? Back to you.
Who would have thought it? It's really a sad statement, Matt Williams, as you well know, being a British Columbian yourself. But now, during that play, we had another stellar chance by the Bulldogs, Bruce, while Matt was doing that interview.
Yeah, it looked like it was Diego Rizzuto. We talked about him before the game. He was able to come in again for the Bulldogs. Great shot, finds the back of the net. You know, they were right. This kid's got some great hands.
And so 2-1 Bulldogs now, our score with the puck at center ice. Cougars collecting it there and chipping it ahead. For the Cougars, that was Andrew Kenny sending it ahead, but it's off a Bulldog stick and cleared back out to center ice by Tyler Pye. We get a battle in front of the Bulldog bench here. Not too far away from our roving reporter, Matt Williams. You don't want him to catch a puck in the side of the head, even though he is a Vancouver Canucks fan, as the puck rolls in on our Cougar goaltender.
Well, if he's a Luongo fan, he'd probably miss it.
Excellent point. I can see Matt Williams is steaming already over on the Bulldog bench. We'll check in with him in a bit. But a man who is never steaming, always with his wits about him, is down on the Cougar bench. Let's bring in Chris Byrne.
I'll tell you what, you guys talking Canucks, we're talking Canucks fans right here. The goal scorer for the Cougars, Kane Hussey. How you doing, John? How you doing, big guy? How was that goal? What were you thinking?
Good.
You were doing good? What were you thinking on that wrist shot? They were talking maybe you're going to the mob.
I don't know.
Another Canucks fan and a Luongo fan. Back up to you guys.
Great chance for the Bulldogs right off of that. It was Jean-Vie Boucher shooting it just over top of the Cougar net, and we're seeing some pretty nice high-quality wristers out here, Bruce.
You know, for Christian Jean-Vie Boucher, he picked up the puck in his own zone in the defensive area and was able to streak hard up the wing. Just a real good effort. Unfortunately, just sends that puck a little bit high and wide.
And he just did it again from the left side of the net. Now down in the right corner, the Bulldogs trying to dig this one free. It was clear to the right point, kept in though by Moisen, whose shot is off his stick. Still loose in the high slot. Cougars can't quite get it out. Jean-Vie Boucher again at the left circle. Gets tied up. Puck poke free to the left corner. And Christian Jean-Vie Boucher trying to center again. That goes off his stick. Might be shorter if I call him CJB. We may have to shorten it as if he has that many productive offensive rushes. But now Moisen back in his own end for the Bulldogs. Almost turned it over. Cougars trying to sweep this one in front. There's a shot and a good save by our Bulldog goaltender, Chase Eftyshevsky. Holds on for a whistle. Just over 5 minutes and counting gone in our first period. 2-1 Bulldogs are scored.
Connor Seabury was able to pick that one up for the Cougars. He's a real big player, real solid on his feet. Great wrist shot. Not able to find the back of the net this time.
A face-off inside the Bulldog zone is won by the Cougars. Point shot comes off a stick into the slot and barely unable to get a shot away. There was Connor Seabury, number 18 of the Cougars. Kept in left point by Quinton Kanash. Got it in behind the Bulldog net. Rolls its way along the dasher to the right half boards, and the Bulldogs able to lift that one out to center ice. Chipped back in, though, by the Cougars, and in turn turned over to the Bulldogs. And the boys in the dark blue uniforms feed a pass to center ice that just missed Christian Jean-Vie Boucher and rolls its way down into the right corner. Bounces to the right half boards of the Cougars zone. A centering pass there by Diego Rizzuto. Goes off a stick. It's loose in the slot. Rolls in on goal. Still loose. And the Bulldogs managed to jam that one into the back of the Cougar net. And we've got ourselves another Bulldog goal. It might have been Powell right there at the top of the crease who got the final stick on it. But good job to get the puck in front, Bruce, and get another Bulldog goal.
Yeah, certainly. The Bulldogs, they're just so tenacious once they get control of the puck in the offensive zone. Quinton Kanash, defenseman for the Cougars, number 19, did an outstanding job. Unfortunately, just not able to help his club keep this one out.
Take the faceoff back out to center ice. 13:34 and counting to go in our first period. It's now 3-1 for the Fisher Powerline Bulldogs over the Coldwell Banker Jason Blair Cougars. Cougars carrying right side. They've answered quickly before. The puck poked free from a Cougar at the right circle and knocked all the way out to center ice. Bulldogs recollect, but pass to center ice just missed Matthew Adams and rolls down into the Cougars zone where it's whacked out of there by Lyndon Shepherd. Not quite out, though. Cougars trying to just poke this out to center ice, and they do get it to the neutral zone. It's carried back in by Matthew Weeks of the Bulldogs. Carried in right side, then got tripped up. The puck rolls free to one of the Cougars, and here comes Kane Hussey up the right wing. Plays to center ice. We get a whistle-stopping play with one of the Bulldogs a little slow to get up. 12:54 to go in our first period here at the Frank Lacroix, and our score 3-1 for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the Bulldogs definitely are carrying a lot of the play on the offensive zone, but the Cougars' number 11, Lyndon Shepherd, just had an outstanding shift. He was going to the open area. He's wearing an assistant captain. He's wearing the A, and this guy plays hard on both sides of the puck.
Absolutely. So with the Bulldogs holding a two-goal lead, let's send it down to their bench where Matt Williams is standing by.
Thank you, Tyler. I'm here with the most recent goal scorer for the Bulldogs. Christian, right? Christian, how do you think your team's doing so far in this game?
Pretty good.
And what was going through your mind when you scored that goal to put your team up 3-1?
I just felt, like, happy that we might make it to the playoffs so we can win the cup.
Well, your team's doing well so far. Now, we're taking a poll here. Who's your favorite NHL team?
Edmonton.
Edmonton, nice and close to home. Well, good luck, Christian, and with the rest of the game. All right, Tyler, back up to you.
Well, thank goodness, three straight Canucks fans, and I would have had to leave the broadcast, Matt. So thank you for finding a fan of the oil down there on the Bulldog benches. They have a 3-1 lead. We've got an injury down in the Cougar zone with 11:51 and counting to go in our first period. Score is 3-1 Bulldogs. We'll step aside for a moment. Telus Minor Hockey Week continues next on Country 93.3.
Save big on clearance items like doors and Home Hardware's inventory clearance sale in preparation for their new store. Home Hardware reminds you to play safe and have fun this Minor Hockey Week. Home Hardware, a proud supporter of Minor Hockey in Fort McMurray. Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Country 93.3 weather, clear tonight, but growing cloudy after midnight. Chance of snow this evening. Low of minus 34 with the wind chill. Tomorrow going to be a mix of sun and cloud. Chance of snow in the morning. High minus 38 with the wind chill. Then on Friday, sunny and a high of minus 20.
Bringing you live play-by-play action from Frank Lacroix Arena. This is Telus Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Tyler King back at the Frank Lacroix Arena as we're just about set to get going once again with the Bulldogs and the Cougars here in our Pee Wee division. A 3-1 Bulldog lead in the faceoff coming just outside the Bulldog zone. Bruce, we've seen some highly skilled plays so far here tonight.
Yeah, we sure have. You know, and the effort level is just so impressive. And Kane Hussey just took a little bit of a spill into the boards. Looks like he's going to be fine. Big guy for the Cougars and wears number 16. Outstanding game so far.
Let's be honest, as you get up to this level, the physical play starts to ramp up a little bit too.
It does. You know, even though in tier two hockey, we don't allow body checking. However, there certainly is body contact.
Exactly. As they puck loose just inside the Bulldog blue line, Cougars trying to respond here to this two-goal deficit, and they've certainly got the chance with some of the skill they put on display already. Puck loose at the right point of the Bulldog zone and kept in there by Colin Rafferty of the Cougars. Get down to the right corner. That's chased down by Isaac Moisen of the Bulldogs. Swept around back of the net and stopped by Jackson Slauson. He'll try and center. That's off a stick. Loose in the high slot. Cougars able to sweep it off to the right side. And doing a good job keeping the Bulldogs pinned in here. Not yet able to get a shot away. Then a slapper from the point by Jesse Simpson. This deflects to the right corner. Then a centering pass by the Cougars is picked off by Tyler Pye of the Bulldogs. Just try and clear that pass. It's been at the left point. And the Cougars just barely kept that one in. Good job as it came back to the high slot. Cougars jamming away at this one, but Georgian Malyakala almost able to keep it in. Couldn't quite do it. Bulldogs get it back out to center ice. The puck going to roll all the way down into the Cougar zone.
You commented on the Cougars being able to hold that blue line. On the point, it was Jesse Simpson, number 7 for the Cougars, negated about 3 or 4 clearing attempts by the Bulldogs. Great defensive effort.
If they can keep this up, they'll get right back into this game. But speaking of the Cougars, that's the bench on which our own Chris Byrne is standing by.
Yeah, I would just have a bit of an injury update for you guys up there. Kane Hussey, return probable with an upper body injury. But you know what? They breed those at Cole McTavish Marauders pretty tough. You know, he'll be back on the ice probably next shift.
Thank you very much, Chris, our intrepid ringside reporter here on TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. I'm glad that the Coldwell Banker Jason Blair Cougars are, frankly, I think a lot more open about their injuries than the Fort McMurray Oil Barons are. Not that I'm complaining or anything.
No, certainly not.
It's loose in the Bulldog zone. They'll try and clear it up the left wing and just barely sweep it out to center ice. That missed the target. Colin Rafferty goes all the way down ice. Rafferty trying to pick that one up, and it goes by him for an icing call against the Bulldogs with 9:26 and counting to go in our first period. 3-1 for the Coldwell Banker Jason Blair Cougars here at the Frank Lacroix Arena.
The last Cougar rush was led by number 4, Jackson Slauson. Great effort again. He comes down the wing, hangs onto the puck, makes some good decisions down low. Unfortunately, a turnover ensued, and the puck was down the ice.
The Cougars with an offensive zone drawn. It's Connor Sieber down in the right corner, chipping it up to the right point. There, a shot is off a stick, loose in the slot. It just rolled out of the reach of Ethan Martin, and the Bulldogs able to get this out to center ice. Joseph Powell carries in right side, cutting his way to the right corner and centering. That's off a skate, loose in the Cougars' slot, and just out of the reach of Ethan Martin, who was trying to clear that out. Bulldogs keep it in at the blue line, but it's just lying there at the point area. Again, it's backhanded in down low by the boys in blue, but the Cougars able to clear it up to the blue line. That goes off a stick out to center ice, but Bulldogs able to back it up and feed it back into the Cougar zone, and again, clear it out to the red line. Bulldogs feed it right back into that Cougar end. 8:30 to go in the first period. 3-1 for the Bulldogs over the Cougars. A centering pass here by the Bulldogs is barely out of the reach of the intended target, Jesse Foote. Still loose, though. Left circle, a backhand pass in front, and that just trickles wide right of the Cougar net. Dylan Azzi needing to stick that one away to the right corner, but the clearance kept into the high slot by the Bulldogs. Diego Rizzuto spun it in down low, and Joseph Powell there skating in behind the net where it was taken away by Andrew Kenny. And up the right wing, but not quite out. Bulldogs get it back in behind the Cougar net. We get a battle for it down there. Cougars trying to slap this out of their zones. The Bulldogs turn this time, Bruce, to get some extended offensive pressure.
Oh, definitely. And you can see the effort. The combination between Foote and Powell is outstanding. Both are quick, speedy wingers for the Bulldogs and really getting it done in the offensive zone.
Puck kept in left point by Samuel Paul and gotten in behind the Cougar net. Again, Andrew Kenny getting to this one. They'll chip it up the right side off his stick, and the Cougars barely get that one out to center ice. Robert McKetty got it off a stick for the opposing blue. And now McKetty's going to carry in right wing, cut his way to the slot. He's got a chance. He shoots. And a great save made there by our Bulldog goaltender in Eftyshevsky. And the rebound is cleared all the way down by the Bulldogs. They'll try and feed their man on a breakaway. Blake Chartrand came in down the middle, and it's taken away by a Cougar defender. Puck is loose to the side of the net. Bulldogs jamming away at that puck, but it's covered up by our Cougar goaltender, Dylan Azzi, for a whistle. With 7:04 and counting to go in the first, it's 3-1 Bulldogs.
How about that last effort by Robert McKetty? He's able to step in over the blue line of the Bulldogs, wheels in all the way to the blue paint, snaps a wrist shot, unfortunately just not able to put it by the very stingy goaltender for the Bulldogs.
We've seen a lot of that on TELUS Minor Hockey Week so far. Stingy goaltending indeed, as the Cougars able to slap this puck off the boards, and a good job by the Cougars to one-hand it to center ice. That was Shepard, who now carries in left wing. Lyndon Shepard blows by everyone, gets in front, shoots, and a point-blank save by Eftyshevsky. The puck poked all the way out to the blue line, but kept in by the Cougars. What a chance there for the boys in white trying to bring themselves to within one goal, as the Cougars still trail the Bulldogs 3-1. Puck loose to the left half boards, turning and centering that puck. It was Lyndon Shepard, who's out of the reach of his teammates, and the Bulldogs clear to the right point. Kept in by the Cougars. They get a battle at that right point area. Again, kept in by the boys in white. But finally, the Bulldogs played off a stick into center ice. Backhanded ahead, out of the reach of the target. Going to go all the way down ice, but just barely not enough on this for icing. Cougars are going to get to it in their own end. Outlet feed went off a skate, back down to the right corner of the Cougars zone. Another clearance goes off a Bulldog stick and out to center ice. Bulldogs get back to it and send it right back in. And that'll be chased down by the Cougars. Lifts it up the right wing, but not quite out. Finally, jam it out to center ice, do the Cougars. 5:40 to go in our first period. 3-1. Bulldogs continue to lead the Cougars here. But now Cougars trying to press. Carried in right side by Kane Hussey. A centering pass off a stick. Came in front, and a shot and a goal by the Cougars. Lyndon Shepard, I think, at the left side of the net. took a beautiful centering pass, I thought, Bruce, from Kane Hussey, who's obviously no worse for wear. Nice little 1-2 punch there for the Cougars to bring themselves within one goal.
Oh, outstanding play. It was Kane Hussey who digs the puck out of the corner, sends a beautiful centering pass to Lyndon Shepherd, and he's able to get it by that very stingy goaltender for the Bulldogs, and Chase Evstucheski. You know, I think some kids go to maybe swimming camp or anything like that. This Chase player, the goaltender for the Bulldogs, guaranteed he goes to goaltending camps.
Let's send it to Chris Byrne on the Cougar bench.
Should I not tell you that he's a tough, tough kid? Goes out there and gets an assist, guys. Come on.
Hey, why would anybody doubt Chris Byrne?
I don't want to speculate, but Kane's beside me. Were you just faking the injury to get more radio time?
No. our intrepid Chris Byrne is always trying to unearth the scandal here on the Cougar bench. As the puck just inside the Cougar zone poked out to center ice, Bulldogs recollect. They held a 3-1 lead. They've seen the Cougars start to chip away at it as the puck played down into the slot of the Cougar zone. Jammed up the left wing, and Jackson slots it to center ice. Feeds it off a stick to the area in front of the Bulldog bench here. Bulldogs able to slap that one down to the Cougar blue line. Settled down there by Andrew Kenny. They'll feed it off a stick to center ice. Sent right back into the Cougar zone by the Bulldogs. But chased down there by Colin Rafferty of the boys in white. 4:05 to go in the first period. 3-2 Bulldogs still to score. Cougars lift that puck out to center ice. It's backhanded ahead, but the Bulldogs settle it down. Ryan Sinek sends it the other way. That's off a stick, though. Cougars return it down to the Bulldog blue line. We're seeing plenty of neutral zone play lately here, Bruce. But now maybe a chance for the Cougars. Carried in by Brett Beebe, right side, centering, all alone, a shot, and another great save. Jackson Slauson fairly denied by Chase Evstucheski, making a nice pad stop. Clearance kept in the high slot by the Cougars. And there, Brett Beebe sending it down low. That's off a stick. Bulldogs get to it and clear it off the boards all the way down into the Cougar end. Is there enough on this for icing? No, sir, as it's chased down by Colin Rafferty, who lifts it up the left wing for the Cougars, but not quite out. Bulldogs, a sliding Tyler Pye, unable to get control, but from his knees, he gets the puck away to the left wing. Then a turnaround shot off a stick, scores! And the Bulldogs have made it 4-2 here. Looked to me like it was Braden Barber, I think number 16 of the Bulldogs, who got the final stick on that one. 3:07 to go in the first period. 4-2 Bulldogs.
Braden Barber did just an outstanding job in front of the net. Stick on the ice. Great position. Put himself in an area that he wasn't covered. Waited for the puck, and when he had the opportunity, it was a quick release, and he finds the back of the net. Great goal.
Now puck dropped at center ice with 2:48 to go in our first period. We'll play three 20-minute periods here at the Frank Lacroix Arena. The Cougars try a bad angle shot. Another good pad save there by Chase Evstucheski. Puck poked back out in front, and the Bulldog goaltender able to pounce on top of that one and hold on for a whistle. 2:33 to go in our first period. It is 4-2.
Bulldogs goaltender Chase Evstucheski has been the story so far right now, really denying the Cougars of every opportunity.
Faceoff will come inside the Bulldog zone, and with the Bulldogs having just claimed a two-goal lead, there's a point shot by the Cougars, tipped just wide right of the net. Let's send it to the Bulldog bench, and Matt Williams is down there.
Thanks, Tyler. The Bulldogs have a 4-2 lead here, and I've got the second goaltender here for the Bulldogs. Bud, what's your name?
Cameron.
Cameron, so why did you choose goaltending position?
I like goaltending. I like stopping the puck and making just the saves.
Well, you guys are doing it, both yourself and the other goaltender, doing a good job so far today. What are you seeing on your team here, and how can you guys hold on to this lead?
Well, we're passing great, and we're just scoring.
It's as easy as that. All right, man. Good luck in the rest of the game here. Tyler, back up to you.
Thank you very much, Matt Williams. Speaking with Cameron Sims of the Fisher Powerline Bulldogs down there on the bench of the boys in blue. We're now pressing, looking for more with a 4-2 lead. And 93 seconds to go in our first period. Poked out to center ice by the Cougars. And you can tell the Bulldogs will not be denied. They're doing a good job of playing with the lead here, Bruce.
Yeah, either team is giving up at all. You know, I love the tenacity from both clubs. And they see an opportunity, they're jumping on it. But the passing plays are really impressive as well.
Absolutely. Now the Cougars trying to get some nice passes out of their own zone. Connor Sieber lifting it up the left wing. Went off a Bulldog stick, so no ice. As it rolls all the way down into the right corner of the Bulldog zone. This is going to be chased down by the Cougars, and that's Robert McKetty trying to center, and that went off a stick to the left point area. Cougars going to scoop that puck up, and here comes Christian Jean-Vier Boucher, tripped up at center ice by a falling Cougar defender and carried it offside. We get a whistle from the linesman with just under a minute and counting to go in the first period. 4-2 Bulldogs.
How about those wheels from Christian Jean-Vier Boucher? He picks up the puck in the neutral zone and just flies through there, gets to the blue line, and unfortunately he was brought down. No penalty on the play.
Yeah. Unlike at the Oil Barons games, I try not to criticize officials as much as I do at the Kasman Center, and with good reason. Fred, we've seen some stellar officiating done here on TELUS Minor Hockey Week so far, which will remind you comes back your way tomorrow night, where Matt Williams will have the call of our Bantam level game coming up tomorrow night. And then Sunday afternoon, we'll have the Adam level gold medal game. Now here come the Cougars, looking to bring themselves back within one goal. A chance in the slot here, and a forehand shot and a point blank save. It was a good chance, without question, by Kane Hussey again, but the shot was saved. He drew a penalty, though, and this is going to put the Cougars on a power play. As we end our first period here, Bruce, Cougars are going to start the second with one heck of a big chance.
Yeah, I don't think this game is over by any means. Two-goal deficit. Really, you're only two shots away from a tie, three from a lead.
Well, that's where we stand after 20 minutes of straight time play here. 4-2 Bulldogs. We'll come back with the rest of your first intermission, see what Matt Williams and Chris Byrne can dig up, and we'll have your second period next when TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3.
Winning a Stanley Cup starts here. TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray. Save big on clearance items like doors and Home Hardware's inventory clearance sale in preparation for their new store. Home Hardware reminds you to play safe and have fun this Minor Hockey Week. Home Hardware, a proud supporter of Minor Hockey in Fort McMurray. Winning a Stanley Cup starts here. TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
A high-scoring first period at the Frank Lacroix leads us into our second with our Bulldogs leading the Cougars 4-2. That's the Coldwell Banker Jason Blair Cougars starting on a power play here in our second period. They trail by two, Bruce, but they've shown a kind of speed, skill, and tenacity to get right back into this one.
Yeah, certainly the Cougars have an opportunity here now, as it was Matthew Adams hauled down Kane Hussey. Kane was on a little bit of a breakaway, so, you know, in the world of hockey, perhaps it wasn't necessarily a bad penalty to take.
Absolutely. Down on the Cougar bench, we've got Chris Byrne.
Yeah, I'm here with the coach, Matthew Michetti. What'd you tell the team?
You know what? I just told them to really clear our own goal mouth, make sure that the guys don't have any time up front, and to really get into the corners and hold up their rush when they start turning it up.
Time for a comeback. Put your rally caps on, kids.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. A chance right in front of the Cougar net here for the Bulldogs, who are pressing shorthanded. And with the Bulldogs continuing to try and extend this lead, Matt Williams is standing by down on the Bulldog bench.
All right, thank you, Tyler. Here, I'm here with the coach of the Bulldogs here, Mark. Mark, now, you guys are on the penalty kill here, but a couple chances out there. What kind of strategy are you trying to teach the team for the penalty kill?
Nice pass, Jonah.
Basically, if we're shorthanded, I'm telling him to clear the puck down to the other end or ice the puck, keep it out of our end as much as possible, and, you know, just maybe send one guy in and hold the other three back, because you just on a power play for them, you never know.
Now, at this level of hockey, as the kids growing up, how much strategy do you try to incorporate into the game?
Well, I basically use my practices to try and teach them as much as I can, and then hopefully they take from the practice into the game and try and see what they do in the game. That's how I think they should go.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Mark. Looks to be working pretty well so far with a 4-2 lead. Tyler, back up to you.
Thank you very much. Matt Williams with the head coach of the Bulldogs, Mark Weeks. But the Cougars pressing on this power play. There's a long shot that just floats wide left of the net off the stick of Jordan Hidgen there. Puck loose to the left half boards of the Bulldog zone. Cougars trying to pull themselves to within one here. Another shot from the left point goes off a stick. Settled down by the Cougars and fed down to the low slot. Bulldogs clear it off a stick. Kept in at the blue line again by the Cougars. As Andrew Kenny getting it down to the left corner. Poke free is we're just over 2 minutes into this second period. 4-2. Bulldogs lead the Cougars. Clearance kept in right point by Jordan Hidgen. But that was poked off a stick to center. Bulldogs still have it. And falling at center ice was Tyler Pye. The Cougars will carry the other way. Jordan Hidgen is over the line down the middle. And then dropped it back out of the zone. And it's carried back in offside by Lyndon Shepherd. We get a whistle. 17:36 and counting to go in the second period. 4-2 for the Bulldogs over the Cougars.
Nice effort by number four for the Bulldogs. Tyler Pye, recognizing that his team is down by a man, he gets control of the puck at the blue line, sends it into the neutral zone where he decides to give chase to it there. I think that was a real smart hockey play.
Absolutely. We're seeing plenty of smart hockey plays, I think, so far on the evening. Bruce, as it's Tyler King here at the Frank Lacroix, joined by Bruce Ferguson and our roving reporters Matt Williams and Chris Byrne. We're everywhere we can possibly be at the Frank Lacroix, bringing you TELUS Minor Hockey Week, brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters, also by Home Hardware and by MLA Guy Boudelier, your voice in the legislature. Here are the Cougars feeding it up to the left point. And there's another long shot, a bouncing puck just skitters wide right of the Bulldog net as we're just over 3 minutes into this game. A centering pass by the Cougars picked off as it was a good opportunity for Jackson Slauson, but the Bulldogs able to whack that to the blue line, barely kept in by the Cougars. And that's a theme we're seeing early here, Bruce. These players doing a good job keeping that puck in at the blue line.
Defensively, the Cougars look extremely solid. Colin Rafferty was able to keep it in twice on two attempts by the Bulldogs that time. Just holds that Cougar line real tight.
Now the Bulldogs carrying the other way. A shot from the right circle is off his stick, loose at the side of the net. It's flipped back in front. Bulldog shot off another skate, still loose side of the net. And a bad angle shot there by Braden Barber was just wide of the net. Came to the right half boards, and his centering pass by Diego Rizzuto went off a stick. He's going to recollect at the right point, but he's double-teamed, still got it back into the slot. Here's a chance for Jesse Footy. Shoots, and a glove save made there by Cougar goaltender Dylan Azzi. Now still loose in front, and the Bulldogs managed to bank that one into the back of the Cougar net, and they've made it 5-2 for the boys in blue.
Nice work. It all generates from the defense of the Bulldogs. They also do an outstanding job. It's picked up by Jesse Foote. I think he got it out to Braden Barber, who notches his second Geno of the night.
They're already using it. Now, how young do the kids have to be before they start using the hockey lingo in your experience?
Well, actually, I'm certain that every kid on the ice and on the bench is going to know what a Geno and an apple is, an attendee. So, yeah, it starts real young, I think.
So you're saying I need to grow up still, is what my problem is. Now up in the stands is our roving reporter, Chris Byrne. Chris, take it away.
I'm here with the fifth member of our broadcast. Your name?
Meg.
Meg, you may hear her in the background, the ultimate hockey mom, the ultimate fan. And who are we cheering for today?
We're cheering for the Cougars.
And your son's on the team?
Yes, he is.
Which number would name?
Jesse, and he's number 7.
That's the Jesse you've been hearing throughout the broadcast. Well, good luck, and go Cougars.
Thanks very much, Chris Byrne, all over the Frank Lacroix Arena. The Cougars have a 3-goal deficit, but certainly not insurmountable here on TELUS Minor Hockey Week at the Frank Lacroix Arena. Puck poked down to the right corner of the Cougar zone. Bulldogs trying to center and get their 6th goal, but puck goes off a skate back down to the right corner, where it's gotten at by Rizzuto, clear to the right point, kept in with a slapper by the Bulldogs that just goes wide left of the net. Into the corner where the Bulldogs pick it up. Another centering pass there from Blake Chartrand, went off of a stick, still kept in though by the Bulldogs, and fed down to the left corner of the Cougar zone. There's a bad angle shot off the pads of goaltender Dylan Azzi, but not into the net. That deflects its way all the way down into the Bulldog zone. Another close call here for the Cougars, Bruce.
Sure was. Number 11, Blake Chartrand for the Bulldogs, having an outstanding shift. He recognizes an opportunity, gets the puck on net, and is almost rewarded with the Geno. You're okay, not, that's
once
the last
once
time.
It starts with you, Bruce, it never stops, does it?
Is it? I can't stop.
Puck rolls to the left half boards of the Bulldog end. And the boys in blue able to poke it to center ice, potentially get themselves a 2-on-1 here. It's carried in down the middle by Lyndon Shepherd. There's a shot right on Dylan Azzi, pouncing on the rebound, but it's still loose. And the Cougars do a good job to help out their goaltender and get that one out of the slot area and jam it out to center ice. Good defensive support. I have a nice little quick reaction save by the Cougar goaltender.
Nice back checking by the defense as well.
Now the puck carried in by the Cougars and slapped off a stick and kept in again by the Cougars. Here's Dylan Rogerson skating his way into the slot. Nice little move around one defender. He turned and couldn't get a shot away as it was poked free by a Bulldog defender. Now puck corralled to the right half boards by the Bulldogs and poked out to center ice. Bulldogs collect there. And it's carried in by Matthew Weeks. He shoots off a stick and wide right of the net. It's under 7 minutes into our second period. It's 5-2 for the Bulldogs. A centering pass off a stick in on the Cougar goaltender, Dylan Azzi. Then a rebound chance is shot wide left in the net by the Bulldogs. 13 minutes to go in our middle stanza. Still a 5-2 lead for the Bulldogs, but puck came to the Cougars, and Robert McKetty is going to carry in left wing. Fire a bad angle shot, and that's sticked away by Bulldog goaltender Evtushevsky. Came to the right corner, the Cougars center, and that just hopped over the stick of McKetty, kept in at the left point, though. And there was Lyndon Shepherd falling to the ice, but still gets a spinning backhander in behind the Bulldog net. Bulldogs get to it, clear it up to the right point, and they're able to poke it out to center ice. We'll see if they can carry it the other way.
Nice effort by Robert McKetty. You know, he's also a goaltender. He plays half the games in the pipes, so he's just an outstanding athlete all around.
Now we have the Cougars controlling in their own end, trailing by 3 here, but they've certainly had the chances to get right on back into this one. Cougars collect, lift a pass to center ice, and that goes off a stick. Ona Metz carrying in left side, trying to lift a bouncing puck into the slot. He does get it on target. There, his teammate in Lyndon Shepherd got bumped off the puck and fell. And puck corralled by the Bulldogs and carried out to center ice. Poked back into the Bulldog end, but the Cougars are offside and after retreat. They do clear the zone effectively. And now it's carried in once again by Lyndon Shepherd. He'll cut his way to the left half boards. Shepherd trying to center. Comes to the stick of a teammate who's double-teamed there in Ethan Martin. Puck's still loose to the left circle. Couple players go tumbling, but Shepherd's got it. All alone on goal. He shoots and scores! And the Cougars have pulled themselves to within two goals again. Lyndon Shepherd with a nifty little move there, Bruce, to get all alone in front and fires the forehand in to get the third Cougar goal.
Yeah, Shepherd's got some great hands. He picks up the puck. He's pretty low in the slot area. He sticks with it, outweights the goaltender, puts it over the shoulders of the back of the net. Tied that whole play generated with the defenseman number seven, Jesse Simpson's solid effort on the blue line. He's able to hold the zone, giving Shepherd that chance.
But the Bulldogs still have a two-goal lead, and on their bench we find Matt Williams.
Thanks, Tyler. I'm here with Blake of the Bulldogs. Blake, you know, your team here with a two-goal lead, playing pretty well so far. What's your favorite part of playing with all these guys here?
I just love hockey. It's been my favorite sport the whole time, and a lot of these guys are my good friends.
Spoken like a good Canadian kid. And we were talking before the game. Blake, what's your favorite hockey team?
Calgary Flames.
Okay, so we got one Edmonton, one Calgary, and two Vancouver. Also, one last question. The guys up in the booth are wondering how many people know what a Geno is. Blake, do you know what a Geno is?
It's a goal.
See, we got one so far. The kids know the lingo. Thank you very much, Blake. Good luck next rest of the game. Tyler, Bruce, back up to you.
Thank you very much, Matt. My favorite part was when he said he wasn't a Canucks fan. As the puck is loose at the right circle of the Cougars zone, the Bulldogs holding onto a 5-3 lead as we approach the halfway mark of our game. Tyler King here with Bruce Ferguson and Matt Williams and Chris Byrne roaming the rink here at the Frank LaCroix. Cougars control the puck in their own end and carry up the right side. It's fed ahead to Matthew Weeks, who carries in left wing, works his way to the slot, and shoots it just wide right of the net. Great chance for Weeks of the Cougars to pull them to within one goal. We're 5 seconds away from the halfway point. Another chance for the Cougars, and a shot's off escape from Sinix. That goes to the left corner. Cougars keep it in. Boy, are the Cougars ever buzzing here, but the Bulldogs able to poke this one out to center ice, and they'll get a one-on-one chance. It's carried in along the right wing by Jean-Vier Boucher. He gets all alone in front, shoots, and a sprawling save made by Giovanni Dallanazzi to keep that puck out of the net. That's one of the better stops we've seen so far, Bruce.
No doubt about that. Jean-Vier Boucher absolutely streaks in, not able to find the back of the net.
But now a breakaway for the Bulldogs. Jesse Foote in all alone. He shoots and scores! Fired that puck short side. And with 9:25 to go in the second period, the Bulldogs have made it 6-3.
Jesse Foote comes in over the blue line. He picks the short side for the Bulldogs to extend this lead. Just a great offensive play again by Jesse Foote.
Of course, the Bulldogs had come closer just a few minutes beforehand, and down on the Cougar bench is Chris Byrne. And it sounds like we're having a bit of trouble getting Chris Byrne.
And there we go.
There you are.
You got to turn the microphone on.
That helps, doesn't it, buddy?
I'm down here with Lyndon. How you doing, big guy? Twice now, you have two scores here. You brought it back within two. We need you again. We're down by three, man. What were you thinking on that second goal?
It's just by luck, Paul. Yeah, it's just by luck.
Just by luck. You know what? I bet you there's a lot of oil barons that if you really pressed them would say the same thing. Back up to you guys.
Thank you very much, Chris. Lyndon Shepherd, unfortunately, not although great for Matt Williams. Lyndon Shepherd's a Canucks fan, too, he tells us. Says his favorite player is Henrik Sedin with a couple of beautiful offensive plays by number 11 on the Cougars. I can see the similarities.
Certainly all over the ice. How about that Jesse Foote play yet again? And that combination with Powell, these guys are almost unstoppable for the Dogs.
Absolutely. As the Bulldogs carry in right wing, here's a chance for the right circle. Another shot and another goal. That was Samuel Paul getting that one into the back of the Cougar net. And that's seven on the night for the boys in blue with 8:05 to go in our second period.
Yeah, nice play by Powell. He steps in over the blue. I love the celebration after the fact. Reaches down, dusts off the ice.
Never too young to start with that either, right?
No, absolutely not. You know, you talk to these guys, whether it's a Geno or an Apple that they're going to beg, you know, they both recognize how important it is to come out here with the effort.
That is.
I just had to play the Geno and Apple thing yet again.
Hey, you know what?
It might be the last time.
I'll allow it. I will allow it is exactly what I will do. Now, Jesse Foote, boy, going to make Matt Williams happy, who scored the goal just previous, also a Canucks fan and a favorite of, or rather fan of, Roberto Luongo. With 7:27 to go in our second period. 7-3 Bulldogs to score, but I'd say still don't count those Cougars out, because they've shown a plenty of potential so far through this game at our Pee Wee division. 7:15 to go in the second period. Still 7-3. Bulldogs try a centering pass, and that's off a stick. Corralled by the Cougars and lifted up the left wing and out to center ice. Here they come to center. Cougars had that taken away by Matthew Adams of the Bulldogs. And carrying in right side is Adams. Just barely had that puck poke free, and the Cougars lifted out to center ice. And roll down to the Bulldog blue line. Nice defensive play there by the most recent goal scorer, and Samuel Paul, who gets it out to center ice.
Yeah, and giving chase was number 11, Lyndon Shepherd. Outstanding effort. This guy definitely has a lot of compete level in him.
First four-goal lead of the game for the Bulldogs right now, and down on the leading team's bench is Matt Williams.
Thanks, Tyler. And you know, with an offensive game like this, it can be a goalie's nightmare. But both these goaltenders playing well, and I've got Chase here, who just came off the ice, a goaltender switch. Chase, how is the game feeling for you out there as a goaltender?
I was feeling pretty good, and I thought I made some amazing saves out there all the 30 minutes that I did.
Oh, well, you sure did. And what made you chose goaltending as a position?
I just kind of like the psychological feeling, just how you have to think and the different strategies that you have to make.
And one last question. I'm checking out your mask here. Tell me exactly what it is on your mask.
It's the Hulk with his teeth, like, as big as probably my whole hand, and he has steel around the top of his head.
Well, it looks pretty cool here. Marvel boy right here. Chase, good luck the rest of the game, and to you and your team. Tyler, Bruce, back up to you guys.
Matt, it's not too often that the player you're interviewing is more well-spoken than you are, but I think Chase was giving you a run for your money there, and that's a compliment to the both of you. I'm not trying to take anything away from you, my
Touché,
friend.
Touché, Tyler.
Thank you very much, Matt. As the Bulldogs, while Matt was doing that, got another one on the board, Bruce. Now the Cougars with a point-blank opportunity and a good save there by Cameron Sims, who just came in as our latest Bulldog goaltender. Puck poke free, but Bruce, the Bulldogs continue to pile on here.
Yeah, they sure do. The last goal, number 17, Isaac Moisen. Just an outstanding effort, stayed with the puck, as able to sneak one by. That was one of the better goals that we've seen here tonight.
As we mentioned, the Bulldogs have switched goaltenders, and Matt Williams just a little while ago was speaking with Cameron Sims, who's now in between the pipes for the boys in blue, trying to preserve this five-goal lead with 5 minutes to go in our second period. A shot by the Cougars tipped right on goal, and Sims made a nice little save there and does a nifty job to corral the rebound and hold on for a whistle, allowing us to step away for a quick moment. Tell us Minor Hockey Week continues next on Country 93.3.
Live from Frank LaCroix Arena, TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Save big on clearance items like doors and Home Hardware's inventory clearance sale in preparation for their new store. Home Hardware reminds you to play safe and have fun this Minor Hockey Week. Home Hardware, a proud supporter of Minor Hockey in Fort McMurray.
Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Live from Frank LaCroix Arena, TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Back at the Frank LaCroix, the Cougars are pressing once again with 3:50 to go in the second period, but the Bulldogs take the puck away, carry up ice, and just had it poked free at the Cougar blue line. A Tyler King here with Bruce Ferguson, Matt Williams, and Chris Byrne down on the benches here at the Frank LaCroix, with the Coldwell Banker Jason Blair Cougars trailing the Fisher Powerline Bulldogs by a score of 8-3. Now the Bulldogs firing a shot wide left to the Cougar net. And in that corner, taking that puck, Christian Jean-Vier Boucher fed it to the high slot. Then a one-timer just barely wide right of the net from Diego Rizzuto.
Yeah, Rizzuto really leaned to that one, bent the shaft, unfortunately not able to find the pipes with that big shot.
Yeah, the puck rolls in behind the Cougar net. Bulldogs looking for goal number 9 here. They try a backhand centering pass that deflects off goaltender Dylan Azzian away to the right half boards, kept in by the Bulldogs there. Joseph Powell, going to sweep it in down low. The Cougars take it away and clear it out to center ice. Bulldogs take it again. Christian Jean-Vier Boucher carries in right side, trying to weave his way around a defender, but that was Colin Rafferty back for the Cougars, doing a good job to poke that biscuit free. Puck loose right half boards of the Cougar zone here. And the boys in white able to sweep that one out of the zone, but it's going to roll all the way down the ice for a whistle against the Cougars for icing. And down on that Cougar bench, that's where we find the man with a plan, Chris Byrne.
Bruce Ferguson, what flex of a stick would it take for a 100-pound Diego Rizzuto to really flex that?
I'm thinking maybe a 65 flex.
A 65 flex? From a 25 or something?
Yeah, it could have been. You know, that technology that they have now, Chris, that you can really get a lot of spring
out of. They custom tailor it for this age group.
Certainly.
Of course, Bruce Ferguson, would you like to tell the stories about in your days when the composite sticks were not of the norm?
Well, I remember having a Torspo hockey stick. It weighed about 11 or 12 pounds, and it was made in Finland with all different types of wood, and they were all pieced together.
Wow.
And, you could use it as a weapon.
And this was before Canada was an independent country, too, that we're talking about your hockey playing days.
Why,
right?
I oughta.
What about aluminum? You guys have aluminum sticks?
That was way after when I was probably married with two kids by the time an aluminum stick came out.
Of course, in Bruce's day, they played with a square puck, and there was no forward passing. The puck cleared out to center ice here by the Bulldogs. I shouldn't say these things about Bruce Ferguson when he's right next to me, because I know, Bruce, you were known for your pugilistic skills back in your days of minor hockey.
My job was to bring out the best in everybody.
Except yourself, unfortunately. Is it? Puck got touched offside here by the Cougars. 1:22 and counting to go in the second period. It's 8-3 in favor of the Fisher Powerline Bulldogs on TELUS Minor Hockey Week here on Country 93.3. Bruce, I still say, even with a 5-goal margin right now, the way these games can go back and forth, this one's far from over.
It's all about momentum, you know. You're absolutely right. At the Pee Wee Division, these are 11 and 12-year-old children, and it's all about momentum. As soon as they get a little bit of a push behind them, there's just no stopping them.
We got 1 minute to go in our second period. Bulldogs with an offensive zone drive, scrambled. Cougars trying to lift that one out of the zone. Can't quite do it. And a long shot tipped in on goal, save made. And the rebound poked into the back of the net by the Bulldogs. And they've made it 9-3. Great job done by Blake Chartrand of the Bulldogs to get that rebound at the side of the net. And again, a great initial save, I think, by Giovanni Delanazzi. But the second one staying there, just lying there for Chartrand to come in, lifted it over top of the goaltender and makes it 9-3.
Well, exactly. You know, and it's that old adage we've heard many times where your goaltender can stop the first one. It's not his fault if he doesn't get the second one. But what an effort by Blake Chartrand. This guy has just really amped it up here in the second and third period.
Bulldogs, I'm sure their bench is pretty happy right now, Matt Williams.
Oh, it is so far. You can see the energy teeming through the bench down here. But a perfect coachable moment here in minor hockey, hearing the coaches here pressuring the team. You know, still plenty of time left in this game. You know, one of those teachable moments. Bruce, I know you've coached hockey, and you want to find those everywhere you can throughout the game.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? You know, take a moment and recognize small victories and celebrate them.
And speaking of taking a moment, the teams will take a moment at the end of our second period here. It's a 9-3 lead for the Fisher Powerline Bulldogs over the Coldwell Banker, Jason Blair Cougars. We return for our third period next on Country 93.3.
Bringing you live play-by-play action from Frank Lacroix Arena, this is TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Hi, this is Guy Boutelier, your MLA. I'm proud to be a sponsor of Minor Hockey Week. I want to thank everyone who have volunteered in helping our kids. Make sure you play safe and have lots of fun. We have the energy, lots of kids' energy.
Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Country 93.3 weather, clear tonight, but growing cloudy after midnight. Chance of snow this evening. Low of minus 34 with the wind chill. Tomorrow going to be a mix of sun and cloud. Chance of snow in the morning. High minus 38 with the wind chill. Then on Friday, sunny and a high of minus 20.
CJOK Fort McMurray. Become a music advisor today and pick the songs you want to hear.
Register now at country933.com.
Bringing you live play-by-play action from Frank Lacroix Arena. This is TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Tyler King back at the Frank Lacroix Arena. Third period underway here between the Bulldogs and the Cougars. And the Cougars pressing here with that 5-goal deficit. A centering pass from the right corner. Came off the stick of Braden Barber, but is settled down. Came off the stick of Kane Hussey, but the Bulldogs settled it down. And the referee a little bit got in the way of the clearing attempt from Matthew Adams, but he does lift it off a stick at center down to the Cougar blue line. Cougars chip it out to center ice. And Bulldogs end up taking it away. Carried in left wing by Matthew Weeks. Weaves his way around a fallen defender and centers, and that was whacked out of the slot by Quinton Kanash of the Cougars. Despite the high score, Bruce, we've seen some very good defensive plays so far tonight.
Yeah, from both sides of the ice.
Now a centering pass by the Bulldogs. A point-blank shot and a point-blank save. What an opportunity it was for Matthew Weeks, but he was robbed by Cougar goaltender Giovanni Dellinazzi, and he holds on for a whistle. 1 minute into our third period, 9-3. Bulldogs were close to double digits there, but the goalie said no, Bruce.
Absolutely. You know, for Matthew Weeks, he pulls the puck in through the neutral zone, stays with it, streaks to the to the slot where he gets a great scoring opportunity.
Send it to Chris Byrne on the Cougar bench.
Yeah, the Cougar coaches telling their team, you know what, no matter what the deficit, one word, hustle. Hustle, hustle, hustle. That's what it's going to take to dig themselves out of this hole.
I think we're seeing that from the Cougars right now with 18:40 to go in the third period. No deficit I've seen has been insurmountable on Talis Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. The puck loose and the Cougars will now advance it. It's carried in and the Bulldogs poked it free, trying to chase that one down. Jackson Slauson in the left corner. A centering pass taken away by the Bulldogs, doing another good job of clearing that slot area, and they'll poke it out to center ice. Cougars back to get it right in front of the penalty box area. And speaking of that, let's send it down to the crowd area where our own Matt Williams is standing by. Matt, go right ahead.
Matt doesn't want to talk. I will take all your airtime, sir.
We're having a little bit of trouble hearing Matt. We'll try and work on that. We're 2 minutes into our third period. It's 9-3 in favor of the Bulldogs. Bulldogs controlling at their own blue line. And now we're ready to send it down to Matt Williams.
Thanks, Tyler. I'm here in the bleachers here with the parent of one of the players out there. First off, who am I talking to?
It's Cornell.
And who is your kid out there today, and who is he playing for?
Joseph's playing for the Bulldogs.
And they're looking pretty good out there today. But as a hockey parent, how much time goes into driving back and forth between practices and with games like this?
Well, especially for this hockey week, it's all our spare time, right? Weekends, weeks, everything. Everything goes to hockey.
But definitely worth it, you would think?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, if you see the kids perform on the ice and give it their all and appreciate what you do for them, I'll do it all over again every day.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, and good luck to your kid and for the rest of the game.
Thank you very much.
All right, Tyler, Bruce, back to you.
Thank you very much, Matt. And while that was going on, boy, Bruce, we saw an amazing burst of speed by Diego Rizzuto. He got in around a couple of Cougar defenders, made a couple of late moves, and finished it off with a goal to put the Bulldogs into double digits. Number five of the Bulldogs. One heck of a display of speed right there.
Absolutely. Great hands to match those great legs as well. This guy can see the ice and get to open spots. Great. He has a great eye for the game, Tyler.
We saw a chance for Lyndon Sheppard. He just lifted it over the Bulldog net as the Cougars are coming oh so close. We have a puck loose in front of the Bulldog bench, poked out to the red line. Cougars settle it down, and McKetty got it to center ice. The Bulldogs again able to sweep it into the Cougar zone, and the boys in white clear to center ice. And here they come. Jonah Metz over the line, right wing, just barely had it poked away by a Bulldog defender, and they'll carry the other way. It's fed into the Cougar zone. Boys in white trying to poke it free, can't quite do it. Bulldogs try a bad angle shot from Isaac Moisen, but that went off a stick, and the Cougars lift that one all the way down to the Bulldog end. Not enough on this for icing. So out comes Cameron Sims, the goaltender, to sweep it away to the left corner. It settled down there, but the Cougars force a turnover. A centering pass came out in front, and that was picked off by Moisen of the Bulldogs. Clearance goes off a stick at center, but Bulldogs get back to it. Here's Joseph Powell carrying in, or rather that was Christian Jean-Vier Boucher carrying the right side. Cuts to the slot, shoots off a stick, and just rolls wide right of the Bulldog net, or rather the Cougar net. Bulldogs are the ones looking for more there. Puck loose at the right half boards, and the Bulldogs jamming this free with Christian Jean-Vier Boucher trying to get it down low. Cougars take it away, lift it to the right point, and the Bulldogs manage to keep it in. Just under 5 minutes gone in the third. It's still 9-3 Bulldogs, but both teams looking for a bit more, Bruce.
Both are absolutely streaking hard. For the defense on the Bulldogs, it's Isaac Moisen able to hold that line yet again and stalling the Cougars' breakout attempt.
The Bulldogs reaching double digits, and down on their bench is Matt Williams.
Thanks, Tyler. I got my mic turned on right now, and I've got Matt here from the Bulldogs. Matt, you guys are up by 6 goals right now, but still plenty of time left in this hockey game. What was your coach telling you in that second intermission?
Telling us to pass the puck a lot and skate after the puck, and when they have it, don't stop skating.
And looking at this game so far with those points your coach has told you, how's it going out there?
Good. We're winning by 6 goals, so it's kind of cool.
That's all you could ask for. So good luck the rest of the game out there, Matt. Tyler, Bruce, back up to you.
Now a breakaway for the Bulldogs. An on-goal shot. Nice blocker save by Dellinazzi off the breakaway chance for Matthew Adams there. Puck loose in behind the Cougar net. The boys in white poke it free. You know what? It's been a high-scoring game, Bruce, but we've seen some beautiful saves, too.
Yeah, certainly. You know, for Matthew, Adams comes in and really forces the goaltender to make an outstanding save, which he does. Looks like we're going to get a little bit of a penalty here. But
yeah, we had interference against one of the Bulldogs down low in the Cougar end. So an offensive zone penalty, and the Cougars are going to get themselves a big chance to get back into this one.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate for the Bulldogs as well, because it was well behind the play, a little bit retaliatory, and that's going to happen. And it looks like it's going to be Matthew Adams taking a seat.
Well, he had a stellar breakaway chance to get the Bulldogs another goal. Now with 6 minutes gone in our third period, the Cougars get the extra man out there.
Hey, Cougars!
Faceoff won by the Cougars into their own zone and fed up the left wing. Slauson got it to center ice, and it's carried ahead by Connor Siever. Nice move to the right circle. In the slot, he shoots, and a save made by Cameron Sims. Nice job by the Bulldog goaltender, and the boys in blue clear that one all the way down the ice.
Awesome job by Cameron Sims. Steps into this game cold halfway through the second period and really shuts down the Cougar offensive strike.
Now Cougars in their own end. Lifting another one to center ice. Could be a two-on-one here, but just barely overskating the puck with Brett Beebe. He's backed up, though, by Siever, who carries in left side. His shot is out of his stick. Siever's going to recollect here in the slot. Weave his way to the slot, then shoot right on Sims. He makes another nice breadbasket save and holds on for a whistle with just under 7 minutes gone. Let's send it down to the Cougar bench. Chris Byrne, they're trying their best to come back in this one.
Yeah, they're definitely trying their best. Jonah Metz, the one who was the interferee, if you would, on that play. Upper body injury, his return. Very, very likely.
All right. Well, we know those Cougars are gamers down there, Chris, and wouldn't surprise me that every time the return is likely. And now a backhand shot by the Cougars. Another good save by Sims. Puck loose to the left side of the net. Centered by the Cougars and just out of the reach there of Jackson Slauson, who almost fed it into a yawning cage.
How about Connor Seabreeze, game number 18 for the Cougars? He's had 4, 5, maybe even 6 quality scoring opportunities this game.
Absolutely. Now Siever at the right corner. A nice little centering pass came to Beebe. Waits, still waiting, and now he shoots. And that was blocked by the Bulldogs. Still loose in the slot and clear to the point and off a stick at the center ice. Back to get it is Quinton Kanash for the Cougars. He'll dump it back in. Boy, oh boy, some nifty passing there and a nice power play chances here for the Cougars.
A selfless block by number 17, Isaac Moisen, gets in front of that boomer of a shot, keeping it away from his goaltender.
Now, long shot held. We get a whistle stopping play. Blocked in front, and ref lost sight. We get a whistle 12:09 and counting to go in our third period. 9-3. The Bulldogs lead the Cougars. We get a bit of an injury delay down here in the Bulldog end. We'll step away for a moment. Come back in a second with more TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3.
Winning a Stanley Cup starts here. TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Hi, this is Guy Boutelier, your MLA. I'm proud to be a sponsor of Minor Hockey Week. I want to thank everyone who have volunteered in helping our kids. Make sure you play safe and have lots of fun. We have the energy, lots of kids' energy.
Mary Brown's knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Brown's. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Brown's, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Winning a Stanley Cup starts here. TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Tyler King back at the Frank LaCroix Arena here in Fort McMurray, and right off the resumption of play, the Cougars got another nice shot in on Cameron Sims, who held on for another whistle. Boy, Bulldogs sporting a nice little 1-2 punch in net tonight, Bruce.
Absolutely. You know, for Cameron Sims to step into this goal game as cold as he did, and that onslaught by the Cougars, he's able to weather the storm.
Christian Jean-Vier Boucher falling to the ice, gets a breakaway shot away, and a save made by Giovanni Delanese, and he holds on for a whistle with 11:18 to go in the third period. 9-3 Bulldogs, and after the nice save at one end, we see a nice save at the other end, Bruce.
Yeah, back and forth hockey, you know. And for the Bulldogs, they had another quality scoring opportunity. It's Christian Jean-Vier Boucher. If not for the defensive effort by the Cougars, number 8, Colin Rafferty, I think we'd be digging that one out of the back of the net.
Yes, siree, Bob, as the Cougars win a draw on their own end. The power play is now over, so we're back to even strength. But Robert McKetty skates to center ice, had the puck poked free, but he's backed up by Kane Hussey of the Cougars, in turn had it taken away at center ice by Christian Jean-Vier Boucher. Skates in along the left wing and had it poked out of his reach by McKetty of the Cougars again. We get a battle inside the Cougar blue line. It's jammed out to center ice. Bulldogs get back to it. There is Diego Rizzuto sitting in deep for the Cougar zone. We approach the halfway mark of our third period, and time not right now on the side of the Cougars, but I still say they've had plenty of chances to win this game. Scoreboard doesn't reflect what an even matchup we've seen tonight, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. The score is definitely not indicative of the play. It's certainly not the effort level of both clubs. I think some stellar goaltending for the Bulldogs probably made the difference here this evening.
Puck inside the Bulldog end, and the boys in blue managed to poke it out to center ice all the way down into the Cougar end. And with the Bulldogs holding on to this lead, let's send it down to Matt Williams on their bench.
Thanks, Tower. Thanks, Bruce. And about a few minutes ago, you saw that break in there where one of the players got sort of tripped up there. A lot of the players from the Bulldogs bench were calling for the penalty shot. But one of those teachable moments you were talking about where the coaches were like, nope, let the refs decide. Teaching the kids patience with the refs stuff. Well, we're still working with you, Tyler. Back up to you.
Well, you know what? Oh, nice dig. But you know what? My question is, if the coaches teach them like that, who's going to be the next Cole Penner, Matt Williams? That's my question to you. Who is going to be the next one?
I think that comes with maturity when you grow older.
Excellent question. Maybe save that for a few levels down the road. As it's poked out to center ice by the Cougars, the Bulldogs managed to settle it down. Backhanded over the Cougar blue line, and it's carried in left wing by Isaac Moisen. Pass goes off a stick to the right circle, where it's fed back in front by Joseph Powell. That deflects its way away to the left corner. 9:13 to go in our third period. 9-3 for the Fisher Powerline Bulldogs is the score in our Pee-wee matchup here at the Frank LaCroix Arena. Puck comes in behind the Cougar net, and the Bulldogs control it again. Waiting in the left corner for an opportunity. A centering pass and a one-timer off a stick. Loose in front, and Delaney as he jumps on top of that one and holds on for a whistle. 8:51 and counting to go in our third period. 9-3 Bulldogs.
Matthew Weeks is in the slot area for the Bulldogs. Finds himself open. The puck comes to him. Sends a blistering one-timer to the Cougars' net. Not able to find the twine.
So faceoff coming to Delanese's right. And right off the draw, fired by the Bulldogs. The quick reaction save made by the Cougar goaltender again. 8:30 to go in the third. Puck fed back in front by the Bulldogs again, and it's deflected away to the left half boards. Bulldogs sweep it back in down low. Cougars have it again. Jordan Hidgen getting it up the right side and not out. Second chance, he does poke it ahead, and the Cougars trying to outlet here, but the Bulldogs again. And a thorn in their side here from the right corner. Bad angle centering try goes off the side of the net. Near battling for it, Matthew Adams in the left corner. Had it poke free again. The left half forwards. Bulldogs keep it in. Here's Adams in the left circle. A bad angle shot. And sticked away by Delanese. Then a centering pass deflects to the high slot. And a backhander picked off by the Cougars. And poked out to center ice. And all the way ahead by Lyndon Shepherd of the Cougars. 7:45 to go in the third. 9-3 Bulldogs remains the score. Puck in the right corner, Bulldog zone. Rolls its way to the right half forwards, and Samuel Paul got to it. Getting it down to the right corner, a centering pass. Came into the slot area. Chartrand couldn't get a shot away. It's poked to the high slot, kept in by the Cougars. And still controlled by Chartrand. Skates in closer, tried to weave his way around a defender, but the Bulldogs took it away. Can't quite clear, though. Finally, it's jammed out to center ice. 7:19 to go in the third. 9-3 Bulldogs, and the Cougars just coming oh so close each time. Bruce.
Oh, they sure are. It's Lyndon Shepherd. He's all over the puck. A lot of compete in this young player. Definitely has that fire going, and he's looking for some success here.
Lyndon Shepherd has it right corner, trying to center off a stick. Bulldogs clear to the blue line. That's kept in by Jesse Foote. His shot is off a stick, but he keeps it in again, and then pokes it away to the right half for it. The Cougars will try and chase this down and get something going again. And off the battle, the Bulldogs played off a skate to Adams, who carries up the left wing and through center ice. Backed up there by Jesse Simpson of the Cougars, who pokes the puck free, plays it around back of his own net and up the left wing with 6:35 to go in the third period. 9-3 Bulldogs, and the Cougars jam it off a stick to the blue line. It's barely kept in again by Chartrand of the Bulldogs. He winds and fires, and that goes off a stick. Second chance, shot in on goal, and Delanese made another save. Cougars clear it up to the right point. It's kept in by the Bulldogs, and Diego Rizzuto gets it around back of the net. And the Cougars take it away there. Jordan Hidgen getting it up the right side to Jonah Metz. Still in his own end, but lots of space for the Cougars. Waits for an option, then lifts a pass to center ice. Settled down by teammate Brett Beebe, but off the battle at center ice. It's poked free again. Gotten at by the Cougars. Lyndon Shepherd skates up the middle. Carries over the Bulldog lines. All down to the ice, but does poke it down to the left corner of the Bulldog zone. Clear to the left point. Kept in by Jesse Simpson. Had it poked free, but he's backed up by a teammate. That was Lyndon Shepherd, who also had it taken away. And the Bulldogs sweep it all the way down into the Cougar end. 5:43 to go in the third. And Bruce, the Bulldogs doing a good job of defending this lead.
Yeah, they certainly haven't taken their foot off the gas pedal, that's for sure. The play of Brian, number 14 for the Bulldogs, Brian Sinix, comes back, back checks hard, and he shuts down one of the better players for the Cougars in Lyndon Shepherd.
Oh, and the Cougars are going to get a tripping call here down in the right corner. There's a bit of a borderline one there, but stick got caught up in the skates of one of the Bulldogs down in the Bulldog end. And another offensive zone penalty going to result in the Bulldogs getting the extra man with 5:14 to go in the third.
You know, I like to comment on the parent group here and you know the respectfulness that everybody has for the officials. In my day, everybody from the stands was always seemingly trying to help the official.
Yes, help. That's the word. 5 minutes exactly to go in our game here on TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. Puck loose at center ice, and the Cougars get to this one. They are shorthanded, but still it's carried in right side by Beattie, who took a tumble and fell. 4:47 to go in our third. It's 9-3 for the Bulldogs. Puck loose at the right half boards at the Bulldog end, and a centering pass by the Cougars was just out of the reach of Jackson Slauson. He gets back to it, left corner, trying to center. It's off his stick, loose to the left circle. What a nice PK unit we're seeing here from the Cougars. They've only got two players in the offensive zone, but almost got a couple chances out of it.
Well, and you look at which two, they're just working so hard and really making a difference down low. It's Jackson Slauson doing an outstanding job.
Now a centering pass, almost a shorthanded chance for Brett Beebe, but the puck just hopped off of his stick and all the way out to center ice. But the Cougars are going to get to this one in front of their own bench.
Yeah, Cougars just not able to find the answer for the goaltending of the Bulldogs here tonight. They've been outstanding. This right now, it's Cameron Sims, and he hasn't let anything by him.
No, he has not. Not to jinx it by using the, well, you know, there's a puck controlled in their own end by the Bulldogs and played all the way down to the Cougar blue line. Settled down there by Quinton Kanash and backhanded to center. Really good job done on the PK here by the Cougars as the Bulldogs carry in. It's off a stick out to center ice, and Cougars feed to the red line, controlled by Georgian Malyakal, but then Bulldogs take it away. And carry in left side, Jean-Vier Boucher shoots, and that just whistles wide of the net, but another nice shot by number 8 of the Bulldogs.
Yeah, beautiful shot. He had that top corner labeled glove side, sends it a little high and a little wide.
Good job, now the Bulldogs feeding it around wide right of the Cougar net. Cougars clear, past a couple of Bulldogs, going to roll all the way down into the Bulldog end. And the Bulldogs able to again recollect, beat it to center ice. They got 3 minutes to go. Cougars forced to turn over at center, though. Malyakal carries in right side, sweeps it in front, and that's how the Bulldogs stick and controlled again by the boys in blue with the 6-goal lead here. 3 minutes to go in our third period. Puck clear to the right point. Bulldogs take it away, and here's a one-on-one chance. Two-on-one rush, really. And it's carried in down the middle by the Bulldogs. There, nice little stutter step by Jesse Foote, but then lost the handle on it in the slot. And the Cougars, a good job to poke that out to center ice.
Yeah, great job by Jesse Foote. Outstanding offensive try. Cougars shut him down.
Now played all the way down into the Cougar end by the Bulldogs, and just enough on that one for icing with 2:30 and counting to go in the third period. Let's send it to the Cougar bench. Chris Burns standing by.
We're down here at the Cougar bench. And you guys were talking about Cameron Sims. What word did you want to use? Was it shutout?
Oh.
Was shutout the word you didn't want to use?
Wrong bench.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on this bench. Was it shutout? Is that it?
See, I know his parents. I'm going to let him know, Chris. I know his mom and dad. Great people.
Faceoff will come inside the Bulldog end. As we mentioned, Chris Byrne is a fierce partisan. He's a homer, just like me when I'm calling Oil Barons games. The exact same way. And that's the only way to do it, really. He's cheering for the 6-goal comeback, as is that Cougar bench, as the Bulldogs clear it off a stick to the right point. Barely kept in. No. Linesman says offside, so the Cougars have to clear the zone, and they do. Now Connor Sieber carrying in right side. Dropped it back. Corralled there by Metz. Back to Sieber in the slot. And that puck again, poke free by the Bulldogs. 98 seconds to go in our game. It's 9-3 in favor of the Bulldogs. Carried in down the middle by the Bulldogs. Kieran Adams weaves his way into the high slot, and the Cougars poke that one free. Try and play it to center ice. They do, and rolls down into the Bulldog end again. Even strength here for our final 80 seconds of this game. 9-3 for the Fisher Powerline Bulldogs over the Coldwell Banker Jason Blair Cougars. Shot from the slot. Never got through, but another good chance by Kane Hussey. It's poked all the way out to center ice. Here come the Bulldogs. Chartrand gets a partial break along the left wing for the Bulldogs. He shoots. Nice save, Delanese. And he'll hold on to that one for a whistle. We have 1 minute to go in our third period. It's 9-3 Bulldogs, but both teams have made the highlight reel tonight.
Oh, they sure have. And, you know, for number 11 for the Bulldogs, Blake Chartrand, probably gave one of the best hockey interviews maybe I've ever heard from the bench. Just a real kind, nice young man. Comes in, not able to find the back of the net, but not for lack of trying.
And when we say one of the best interviews, we're including the Fort McMurray Oil Barons. I got to be quite honest with you.
You said it.
I know a few of them have been listening to some of these games and critiquing my voice constantly cracking during goal calls. So take that, Justin Rose. Here's Lyndon Shepherd carrying it. And a backhander. He scores! And the Cougars pull themselves to within 5 goals. Number 11 of the boys in white with a nice rush up ice. And the backhander will probably give the Cougars the last word on the score sheet. And on the Cougar bench, I'm sure Chris Byrne, they're thrilled.
Oh, it's was that what you guys were talking about? I know that Matt beside me here was trying to shush me and try to grab him my microphone. The scouting report on Lyndon, he's got wheels and sometimes has hands.
You know, I think after this game, we're going to put Chris in the witness protection program from all these Bulldogs over here.
You better park by the back door, Chris.
Time runs out in our game, and your final score is 9-4 in favor of the Fisher Powerline Bulldogs. We got your post-game ceremony coming up next. First, a quick break on TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3.
Mary Browns knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Browns. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Browns, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Live from Frank LaCroix Arena, TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Browns Famous Chicken and Taters.
Tyler King back at the Frank LaCroix Arena with Bruce Ferguson, and we have a final score here in our Pee Wee Division game. The Fisher Powerline Bulldogs come away with a 9-4 win over the Coldwell Banker Jason Blair Cougars. The teams will line up at center ice for the handshakes, and we'll have our Player of the Game awards coming up. But let me send it down to our guys at center ice first with Chris Byrne. I know you were cheering for the Cougars. Did that last-minute offensive spurt kind of give you what you were looking for, Chris?
I'll tell you what. You pick a horse, you got to follow it all the way through to the end. Even if it's the last one into the gate, you still got to cheer for them. But you know what? I have to give it up for all these kids hustling out here. I mean, one period and I would have had a coronary.
I think you're absolutely right. Matt Williams, let me get your thoughts on this one. The Bulldogs really never let up once they started getting that lead. Hang on, Matt. I have trouble hearing you once again. Oh, now we're good.
You can see the Bulldogs playing a nice defensive style of hockey in the third period, but they never really let up once they got that lead beginning in the first period. But the cool thing between these two teams, you see so much skill between these two guys, really developing the players the right way here in Fort McMurray Minor Hockey.
All right, so Chris and Matt, why don't we get you guys to talk to the coaches, figure out who our Player of the Game awards are going to for this big game here tonight. So we'll see if you guys can track them down, and we'll see who gets the honor here tonight. Bruce Ferguson, let me get your thoughts on another well-played Pee Wee level game.
You know, one of my favorite parts of minor hockey is you see how hard the kids compete and the effort out there on the ice. And then, but the same effort and the same enthusiasm is also expressed in the handshake, and it really speaks to the sportsmanship that is taught really in our game of hockey.
I think you are absolutely right. The teams have lined up on the blue lines here at the Frank LaCroix Arena, and we're just about ready to tie a nice little ribbon on this one. We've got Matt Williams and Chris Byrne down there around the coaches who are discussing intently who's going to get the honors in our post-game show, but certainly plenty of candidates to choose from. I think you'd agree, Bruce.
Oh, without any question. You look at the compete level, you know, for the Cougars to be down 4 or 5 goals, and there was just no give up at all, and again, it just really speaks to the hustle of both teams.
All right, let's give it to Matt Williams.
All right, so it's Joseph Powell for the Bulldogs. The hustler of the game here so far.
Matt, see if you can grab him and get his thoughts here.
What do you think there, buddy? How was that nice little honor for you?
You're very exciting.
Very exciting. There you go. Still with the mouth guard in. Still ready to play another game.
And still sounds better on the radio than I do. Go ahead, Matt.
The staff of the Bulldogs have selected number 4.
That's Jackson Slauson, the captain.
Jackson, if I can grab you for just a minute here. You're the captain of the team here. How does it feel getting this at the end of the game?
It's pretty cool, I guess.
And how did you feel your team played out there today?
We could have done better, but it was good.
All in all, a good game. Congratulations again, Jackson. Tyler, Bruce, back up to you guys.
Thank you very much, Matt. We take a final break here at Country 93.3. Bruce and I will wrap things up next on TELUS Minor Hockey Week.
Bringing you live play-by-play action from Frank LaCroix Arena, this is TELUS Minor Hockey Week on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.
Hi, this is Guy Boutelier, your MLA. I'm proud to be a sponsor of Minor Hockey Week. I want to thank everyone who have volunteered in helping our kids. Make sure you play safe and have lots of fun. We have the energy, lots of kids' energy.
Mary Browns knows it takes energy to keep your minor hockey players going, especially this week. Keep them at it with a great meal from Mary Browns. Delivery and drive-thru are now open until 11 every night. Mary Browns, proud supporter of minor hockey in Fort McMurray.
Winning a Stanley Cup starts right, here. Tell us, Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Browns Famous Chicken and Taters.
Tyler King and Bruce Ferguson back at the Frank Lacroix Arena as our game is wrapped up here. And Bruce, as we look ahead to tomorrow night, another 7 o'clock game. It'll be our Bantam female OJ Industrial Tigers against the Bantam BNG Engineering Grizzlies. We'll move up another level, but certainly the kids out here tonight lived up to the billing that we expect from TELUS Minor Hockey Week.
Yeah, isn't it exciting? You really can see the effort in the kids and the thought process, the strategy and the play development. And, you know, for the kids, if you looked at the Cougars, certainly they were down by a large margin. There was no give up. We didn't see any slashing plays or penalties. You know, that kind of play is really snuffed out. And during Minor Hockey Week, it's nice to see. It's a high level of competition, but certainly the sportsmanship is never forgotten.
The only roughhousing we saw went on between you and I up here in the booth, but nobody noticed that because I muted our microphones when that was happening. Bruce, thank you very much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it, my friend.
Hey, it was great to be here. I look forward to tomorrow night as well, Tom.
All right. A reminder to everyone listening in, especially the parents here at the Frank Lacroix, every game on TELUS Minor Hockey Week this year will be available for your enjoyment on demand at mymcmurray.com. Head to mymcmurray.com, click on the Minor Hockey Week link on the homepage, or click on the sports tab. You'll be able to find it either way. Every game will be up within 24 hours from its completion. We certainly saw Dandy here tonight. I've got to give thanks to our roving reporters, Chris Byrne and Matt Williams, who did a stellar job being everywhere and anywhere within the Frank Lacroix Arena. And I say my biggest thanks for Mike Heptich back in our Country 93.3 studio. So for the final time from the Frank Lacroix Arena on TELUS Minor Hockey Week, this is Tyler King saying good night, and we'll rejoin you same bat time, same bat channel on Country 93.3.
Live from Frank Lacroix Arena, TELUS Minor Hockey Week continues on Country 93.3. Brought to you by Mary Brown's Famous Chicken and Taters.